Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to describe a person who is very supportive at work in IELTS speaking. In the IELTS speaking test, part 2 often requires candidates to describe a person, event, or experience. One common prompt you may encounter is, describe a person who is very supportive at work. This topic is frequent because it allows examiners to assess a range of abilities, such as your descriptive skills, vocabulary, and fluency in communicating personal experiences. High-scoring answers typically contain detailed descriptions, varied vocabulary, and structured responses. In this article, we will guide you through how to effectively address this topic, offering example questions and model answers designed to help you achieve a high band score. 2. Content structure. 1. Part 1, Introduction and Interview Questions. In Part 1, the examiner will ask general questions to get you talking about familiar topics. Here's a common question related to work. Example question: do you like your job? Suggested answer: yes, I absolutely enjoy my job because it's both challenging and rewarding. I have the opportunity to work with an amazing team and learn something new every day. My workplace environment is very supportive, which helps me to perform at my best. 2. Part 2, Long Term. Cue card. You should say, who this person is, how long you have known this person, how this person helps you, and explain why you find this person to be very supportive. Model answer. One person who has been incredibly supportive at work is my colleague and mentor, Sarah. I have known Sarah for about 3 years since I joined the company. She is the team leader in our department and is always willing to offer guidance and advice whenever someone needs it. Sarah has a unique ability to understand and empathize with her team members. For example, when I was new to the team, I found it quite challenging to adapt to the fast-paced environment. Sarah would frequently check in on me, providing constructive feedback and encouragement that significantly boosted my confidence. She would also take the time to explain complex tasks and was always patient, no matter how many questions I asked. This made me feel valued and supported, which is crucial for any new employee. Her supportive nature not only helped me grow professionally, but also established a positive work environment for everyone. Follow-up questions. What key qualities make someone supportive at work? Suggested answer. Key qualities include empathy, patience, and the willingness to provide guidance. A supportive individual is approachable and always ready to lend a helping hand. Have you ever been in a situation where you had to be supportive to a colleague? Suggested answer. Absolutely. There was a time when one of my colleagues was underperforming due to personal issues. I took the time to offer my support and listen to her problems, which helped improve her performance and morale. 3. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic discussed in Part 2. Examiner questions. Why is it important to have supportive individuals in the workplace? Suggested answer. Supportive individuals are crucial as they create a positive work environment, promote team cohesion, and enhance overall productivity. They help mitigate stress and foster a sense of community and belonging. Do you think supportive friends at work can contribute to an employee's performance? Suggested answer, yes, supportive friends can significantly impact performance. Having colleagues who are also friends means you have a trusted network to rely on, which can lead to increased job satisfaction and better collaboration. Vocabulary and structures for high scores. To achieve a high band score, it's essential to use a range of vocabulary and grammatical structures. Key vocabulary: supportive, ajay, giving help or encouragement. The supportive team environment enhanced our productivity. Empathetic, aj, showing an ability to understand and share the feelings of another. An empathetic leader often creates a more cohesive team. Constructive feedback, n, helpful and practical advice or criticism. Regular constructive feedback can help employees improve their skills. Key grammar structures. Complex sentences. Although the work was challenging, Sarah's unwavering support made a significant difference in my adaptation process. Conditionals. If it weren't for Sarah's guidance, I would have struggled much more in the beginning. Passive voice. The intricate processes were thoroughly explained by Sarah. Tips for practicing to get a high score. Practice regularly. Consistency is key. Practice speaking about different topics and recording yourself. Use varied vocabulary. Try to incorporate advanced vocabulary and avoid repetitive words. Get feedback. Share your recordings with friends or tutors and ask for constructive feedback. Stay calm and natural. During the test, stay relaxed and speak naturally. The more you practice, the more comfortable you will become. By following these tips and structuring your answers effectively, you can improve your performance in the IELTS speaking test and aim for a higher band score. Good luck with your preparation. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.